You're listening to TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to That's What I'm Talking About. Once again, here are Silver Ray Fox and Cassandra McShepherd.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Silver Ray Fox, and I'm here with Cassandra McShepherd and our special guest of the day, Sunday Muniz, and she is a board-certified pharmacist.
How do you get to be one of those?
How do you get to be a pharmacist? Well, stay tuned, and you can be a pharmacist, too. Pharmacist and nutritional expert. You got a whole new title here.
Mm-hmm. I'll take on whatever you give me. So.
We are talking about something that's not new at all, but, you know, you might go away with something today that really inspires you to start taking much better care of yourself. At least that's our hope. I was telling Sunday a little earlier that our Life Couture series has been all about trying to inspire and motivate all of us, and even Cassandra and I, to really take a good look at things that any of us could be doing different that's going to take us to the next level in whatever area that might be.
Mm-hmm. On our feet and in pumps, not in a wheelchair, y'all.
Well, exactly, especially with today's
topic.
Absolutely, definitely. So it's exciting. This is something that for every individual, this works. And that's what's really, really special about this. And so we're talking about treating yourself well in the sense of not just treating yourself special, but treating yourself in ways that nutritionally make sense, that taking care of your health makes sense so that you do have optimum health and wellness. And before we went to break, we were talking about knowledge of your body, knowledge of nutrition really is very empowering. Is there anything you'd like to add to that before we go on into the listening to your body and how do people actually listen? Because maybe part of the problem is a lot of people don't get that that ache is talking to you in some other kind of way.
Well, it's just because it's been kind of ingrained in us that, oh, I can just blow that off. It's everything from the time we've been raised. We've been taught a certain way. And so we're trying to break through all of these things that we've been just kind of conditioned with. It's a different type of mindset. And once you embrace it, it's just kind of freeing. It just makes you just feel more comfortable and understand that this is a wonderful, you know, being that I am. And this is a great little suit that I'm wearing here.
Yes.
And the more I appreciate it and respect it and really listen to it, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
So is it a matter of just kicking a bad habit when the ache comes and the first thing is, let me call the doctor? Is that just a matter of breaking a habit, or when do you draw the line between this is an ache that I can take care of and should take care of, or it's a symptom that I could probably drink some more water and it would be gone?
Right.
When do you draw the line? Is it something that indicates to you a sense of not feeling well, or that sense of being sick that just says, now I need to do something get
more,
a professional involved.
Well, and I never think it's bad to get a professional opinion. But the thing that I see a lot is people have these things and they go see somebody, see a wonderful expert, and they run some tests and then they go, you're fine. And everybody then comes walking in and goes, but I don't feel fine. I still have this issue. And they did their tests and everything looks okay. And that then to me is a very big cue, because you did the right thing. We made sure there wasn't something bigger going on. Mm-hmm. And that's right. You need to do that. But then you still have to address something.
Yes.
Because there's not a bad disease process yet. It might be coming. Mm-hmm. But it's not there yet. And this is just a signal for your body. So if they've ruled out all those great things, that's what those wonderful healthcare practitioners are out there for, then you need to take that initiative and go, you know what, I need to investigate this a little bit further. I'm not going to put it away.
You know, when I think about mindset, as you said, I think also there could be the need to relearn how we handle an ache, a pain, a rainy day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We've become so reliant on pills and stuff.
We have.
And as going forward, as we talk about what the new healthcare system will encourage, if not force us to do, which is come hopefully more responsible for mm-hmm. our own state of health, mm-hmm. not just being able to get to somebody to get a pill or
right.
or something. But I think about then that we might really begin to again think, what is really the problem? What is, again, behind the headache versus just what pill can I take? And hopefully become then more advocates of our own state of health versus leaving the answer to whatever we're feeling or is hurting us in the hope of a pill. Yeah. Or a healthcare professional.
Right. I think you just summed up pretty much what most everybody...
Good. What'd I say?
Yeah.
I don't know what I said. I meant it, though.
You did. You did a great job. Yeah. So, but it is. I mean, even in pharmacy school, they taught us that when most patients walk into a doctor's office, they feel that doctor did nothing unless they walk out with one of two things, a sample
yeah.
or
yeah.
a piece of paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
With something written on it right. that they can go cash in for something.
Right.
And it's kind of this interesting mindset that we have, and it's a thing we've got to break. If you walk out of that doctor's office and he says, you know, you're fine, that means you don't have a disease, go, yay.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? Now I'm going to, that's great, I don't have this, so
yes.
let's go forward here and let's find out and make sure I don't end up with something. Let's really, you know, go to that next step and find that other healthcare person like myself. There's great practitioners out there, whether it be an acupuncturist or a reflexologist or a fabulous massage therapist.
Yes.
I mean, there's amazing, you know, chiropractor, yeah. whoever you know and trust that is out there that can be that next step for you.
Well, you do one thing, and I know we've got this list to get down, but you've got something here that is so key and something here that haunted me that really I lost a year of my life behind fear.
Yeah.
Talk about that. You say that fear of the unknown is your biggest enemy. Why is that so?
Well, it's something I see all the time. By the time most people walk into me, they are so scared because their body is doing so many things wrong, mm-hmm. or to them, very mm-hmm. wrong, mm-hmm. and they just don't know where to start, how to start changing the process, or even just flat out understand it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm having this issue with this horrible irritable bowel condition. It's like I saw somebody yesterday and we're mm-hmm. talking about it, and you can just see the fear that's gripping her, the panic of, if I can't correct this, I'm going to have to live the rest of my life feeling this lousy.
Yes.
And it's a very scary place. So, you know, by the time, I try to get people in front of me, and by the time they are leaving, I'm trying to settle them down and get them to respect what the body's telling us.
Yes.
All it's telling us, and as I explained to her yesterday, I'm like, this is our next process we need to go to. Okay, this happened, and this is going on, but now let's lay out before us our plan
yes.
to get you back on track. So it's a very interesting thing, that fear. So when people come in, that's what I try to spend a lot of time doing, is displacing that fear and then understanding and leaving in a better place.
Mm-hmm. Which brings us to our next point, understanding the basics of how we work. And I noticed you listed here several vitamins, minerals, and things like that.
Sure.
Sunday. And I know it's interesting because, again, we just don't pay enough attention. And the thing that came to me when I read that was when I had surgery and my ovaries were removed, and you know, from day one, I thought I was living in the Twilight Zone. And so my body was missing a very important hormonal function.
Sure.
And, you know, they tried to replace it. And we had several years of trying to figure out that whole dynamic until I felt like I was, you know, normal again.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I kept paying attention not just to the hormonal supplement, but other vitamins and things. I did some research on what is my body not getting because of this, not having the ovaries anymore. So I know that this really matters, because I managed to, just by online and listening to things that you have said, created a good supplement formula to remedy that. And I just recently had my blood test and all of that to, you know, measure all, what everything was doing. And the doctor said, boy, this picture is just so perfect. It is just amazing. So everything is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing, good levels of everything. So it, but I take vitamins. I take a lot of these things that are necessary to make myself feel healthier, and feel better. And I think, again, we need to understand that at different stages and different things that happen to us, different surgeries and all of that, call for us to pay some attention to things we need to do to create a more optimum feeling.
Absolutely. Trauma is trauma to your body, mm-hmm. irregardless of a physical trauma or an emotional trauma. Your body literally registers it identical. And, of course, it never finds your strongest place to manifest. It finds your weakest place. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got that weak place. They mm-hmm. all know what that is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's the body needs a pool of nutrients, mm-hmm. proteins, carbs, fats, vitamins, minerals, water, oxygen. It's this wonderful pool of nutrients so the body can do all of its jobs. If you give it a puddle, the body makes choices for you. Okay, and the sad part is we consciously have no control over that.
Hmm.
It's all going on behind the scenes. Our body's going, okay, I want this pool of nutrients, and I have all of these thousands and thousands of jobs to do every second, every minute for you to be you. And all you're giving me now is a puddle. So I have to make choices. So the body's looking at this puddle going, okay, I'm going to do that job because that's most important, but I'm going to totally skip this job. And I'm going to only do this job part of the way. And that's just what it starts to do because all you've given it is this little puddle.
So the puddle is the lack of nutrients, the lack of all that it takes.
Absolutely.
The puddle could be formed by the excessive processed foods or
right.
fast food diets,
absolutely.
Not enough sleep, not enough water,
absolutely.
No, all of that. Lifestyle choices that we make
absolutely.
Or don't make
absolutely.
Creates instead of this rich symphony of to orchestrate the body creates just a
perfect
a tin pan band.
There you
a
go.
A little alley band.
There you go. So instead of you know nice loud brilliant music,
yeah.
now we've got this subtle little kind of not quite on tune.
So let me ask you this, because as we talked about and we're working through a list of 10 must do's, the top 10 must do's. We've talked about knowledge being power, and that's why we're having this conversation, and learning to listen, which is what you should be doing, because mm-hmm. we're telling you like it is. Also, understanding the way that the basics of how you work, and that has to do with the minerals, the vitamins, and all of those things. How can that be realistically done? Because as you say, and you've shared with Silver and I today, people don't oftentimes make all of these changes. It's very overwhelming.
It's extremely overwhelming.
So
right.
how can that be done kind of on an introduction basis? What might somebody begin to do, introduce to their diet, to begin to bring in some of the things that the body desperately needs? Because just because the body doesn't get it doesn't mean that the need for it will go away. Right,
right. And the body is very interesting because maybe you need a number of different vitamins and minerals, and maybe you present, and this is perfect for my story. When I first started feeling the way I was feeling, my first the first place I went to is my B-complex group of vitamins. And I started taking a nice high-dose B-complex vitamin, and I immediately felt a response. My body, I felt it, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Okay.
But it was short-lived because it was only part of the picture that I was doing. So, it offered me that insight into I'm on the right track.
Okay,
this is my body going, woo, yeah, I really like this, but you know, I needed this other thing back here called vitamin C too, you know, so.
Can you speak quickly about B complex, what it's for?
Well, B's in a nutshell are energy and stress reliever. So, and they're right there. Most everybody's going like, that's right. Sign me up right now. Just IV it right in. That'd be awesome. Yeah. But that's what they do. They're your wonderful energy and they relieve stress. Now that's why I love nature and how nature presents, because say if I give you a medication for stress, the last thing I'm doing is giving you energy. I'm actually probably going to sedate you because
yes.
that's what the side effects of the med would be. So yes. I love nature because it has a really nice balancing effect in the body. But, you know, then going from there, it's a group effort. All nutrients work together.
Yes.
I'm, you know, I have a lot of biochemistry in my background. And when you really, really start honing in to this wonderful chemistry of ours, it's all these nutrients are needed together. It's a group effort. So I do believe in a solid multiple concept because you need everything.
So that's what you mean when you talk about the importance of the balance with the food, the
yep.
pH, and what
yep.
you're talking. Do you want to throw some ideas out there
well,
to people before we move on to five?
Because the pH of the body is very, very important. So I'm a very basic believer in pH is this acid-alkaline balance in the body. In a nutshell, we are meant to have an acid stomach. Also, you're going to digest food. So we have an alkaline body, okay? And this goes way far back in lots of history through every fabulous medicine practice ever practiced on this earth, this concept of balance. So this beautiful alkaline state in the body is very, very important. When the body switches and the tummy goes to alkaline and the body then goes acid, when you're in acidic state in your body, you are now, you just feel lousy. You're tired, you're fatigued, you're kind of moody, you're just feeling blah, you don't really have a lot of desire. You are prone now to infection. You are prone to cancer. You're prone to osteoporosis. You're prone to inflammation. And so when that change starts happening, sometimes it's just a mood thing, but eventually disease can follow if you're left in this particular acidic state in the body. So we've got, it's an environment we have to change. Now, food drives this. Food drives this. So when you really look at it, what can alkalize you beautifully, alkalize your body is all your fruits and vegetables and all of your greens and your sweet potatoes and your squashes and all those wonderful things.
And all of those things sound like they have all the good fats in them.
A trip to the farmer's market, it sounds
that
to me.
That sounds perfect.
Well, we're going to be taking a short break and come back and slide on through the next few ideas we have on our must-do list. But before you go, you know we go to the break. You know I got a few things I need to tell you quickly. Kickbuttclub.com. No more buts and excuses today. Get yourself treated to some good health strategies after today. Don't forget our CD. That's on page 2. Also, there's Kick Butt Club t-shirts. And if you want to be my Tweety, that's on our show page 2. Stay where you are. When we come back, we're going to continue our talk with Sunday Muniz of Nutritional Design. She is a nutrition and health expert. We'll be right back.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things your life is showing you? Then climb the only ladder that will get you to the next level, the one inside your heart. Everybody's talking about something, but information and motivation which leads you to your destination? Oh, baby, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about Wednesdays, 12 Central, with Silver Ray Fox and Cassandra McShepherd, right here at TalkZone.com.
If you could change your life by changing your thoughts, wouldn't you do it? Of course you would. Then don't let life drag you down another minute. You can make your life extraordinary and exciting. You get to choose. It's think or sink. Think about this. This is what I know so far. 8 Principles for Positive Thinking shares powerful and profound concepts that make you really think about life. We share strategies that are tried and true that educate, empower, and motivate you to be your best you. Stop that stinking thinking. Stop sinking. Go to Amazon.com now and get your deluxe CD copy of This Is What I Know So Far, 8 Principles for Positive Thinking. Do it now. Why sink when you can soar?
This is what I know so far. 8 Principles for Positive Thinking. Available now on Amazon.com.
Unemployed? Looking for work? My book, 8 Weeks to Successful Employment, provides you with a proven formula for finding the work you desire. Go to our bookstore at percent.com. That's www.perc-ent.com. Download the PDF book and start using the information today. Are you willing to invest $12 for successful employment?